Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go.
That's Carl Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. That's not Elvis. That's Carl Perkins. Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend, Dr. Sheree Carter Scott. And Sheree, I want you to give us your own website. Then we're going to remind them about where they can find this special new edition of the book. Go ahead.
It's www.drcherie.com, drcherie.com.
And they'll find all your books there and all the things that you do, the international work that you do, how you work with companies large and small to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace. But then there's this other website, simpletruths.com, where they can find the new edition of your If Life is a Game book, and that's a condensed version that's in a gift, kind of a gift version, and it's $15 for 12 only today, though, right?
$12 up until midnight tonight. And
do they take PayPal?
I think so. Yeah. I think they take everything.
Yeah, okay. So check it out, folks. It can only be found at that one website, simpletruths.com. So check it out. Sheree, talk to us about some of the stuff you're seeing out there as you travel around the global marketplace and you work with people. What kind of a sense are you getting from leaders about where we are and about where we're going?
Well, it's very different on each different continent. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, in America, there's a real gray cloud. And as you said with Joanna earlier, it feels like there's this centripetal energy that's focused on the negative, and it keeps on reinforcing itself. It's not that way in
Europe. Which is not our nature, is it?
Not normally, no, but it certainly has taken over. It's just like a kind of...
A malaise. It's like, I've been, for about a year now, I've been thinking about the Carter years, when we felt like we had, in fact, they even called it the malaise that we had.
I think it's worse than that.
You think it's worse than malaise? Wow.
I think it's 100 times worse.
Wow.
It's almost like Voldemort energy, if you know Harry Potter.
Yeah.
This is really dark energy. Dark, dark, dark.
But the good news is we don't like that kind of energy, though.
Well, you don't. You're such an up guy.
I don't like it.
Of course not. But there are a lot of people who get a lot of juice out of that.
Wow. We got
a lot of energy.
What do we do about that?
It's not that way in Europe, and it's not that way in Asia.
Are you telling me the Europeans are more positive than Americans?
They are these days.
I don't like that.
And in Asia, there's no sign of a recession.
That's crazy talk. I mean, Europeans are happier than Americans. That's crazy talk.
More positive.
Positive.
More positive, more focused on... Things are going to work out. Everything's going to be fine. But, you know, they feel like they're at the helm. We don't feel like we're at the helm.
Yeah. What do you attribute that to? What do you think?
Oh, my God, this financial crisis that we're in the middle of. I think that's a big, big piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
A lot of Americans feel like they do not have control of their lives. Now, you know the essence of entrepreneurship. It's taking a hold of the steering wheel of your life and saying, I'm going to steer
and
it.
And believing in what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Even if you're not sure of the outcome, believing in yourself.
Believing in yourself, your mission, your purpose, your passion, and going for it. But, you know, we've lost the rudder.
Yeah. How do we get it back? How do we get the rudder back?
Leadership, Jim, and we need that. And we're really in a worldwide leadership crisis.
I've been saying this for a long time.
Some countries deal with it better than others. We do not deal with it well. We end up in an eddy, one of those little whirlpools, because we don't have any leadership.
Too much politics and not enough statesmanship.
Amen. Agreed.
And both parties, all the way across the board, right?
Agreed.
We've got to get rid of the political class. The political class is the problem in America, isn't it?
Agreed.
And I'm not talking
terrible party.
And I'm not talking party here either.
No, me either. I mean, it's beyond party. It has to do with the overall bickering, the culture of bickering.
Yeah, and the desire there's a greater desire to be to control than there is to lead.
And there's a bigger desire to win, as in competing, than there is to serve.
Even if winning is not what is best for the country.
Exactly. I mean, it's called the party wants to win, even if it sacrifices the country.
Yeah. Yeah, that we got to stop that. Can we fix this, Sheree?
I think you can.
Well, you can
You're
too.
The man. You're the man.
Well, but we have to, I mean, don't we have to do this out on Main Street? Isn't whether you like the Tea Party politics or not, doesn't it make you happy that somebody on Main Street is saying, you know, we don't like this and we're going to do something about it?
I think it's courageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking up is courageous.
Yeah, I agree with you. We've got to do more of that. That's how we're going to make this happen. Cherie, simpletruths.com. That's how they can find your new book, right?
Simpletruths.com.
$3 discount, folks, from 15 to 12. I'm going to buy, I've just made a note here, we're going to buy a bunch of them today and give them away. It's a great deal. Whatever Cherie touches is good stuff, folks. Cherie, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim, for having me. And congratulations again, you hero.
Thank you very much. Cherie Carter-Scott, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorites. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back tomorrow with more obnoxiousness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.